Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Welcome back to the PMHN podcast, where we make complex psychiatric nursing topics easy to understand and apply. I'm your host, James, and today we're diving into neurophysiology, neurotransmitters, and how they connect to psychiatric disorders. This episode explains key neurophysiology concepts, focusing on neurons, glia, and neurotransmitters like dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin, glutamate, GABA, and acetylcholine. It outlines neurotransmitter roles in impulse transmission, their synthesis, release, inactivation, and how imbalances contribute to psychiatric conditions such as depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and substance abuse. And joining me is Dr. Fox, a psychiatric nurse practitioner and educator with years of clinical experience in mental health and psychopharmacology. Dr. Fox, thank you for being here. Let's begin by exploring how vital signs like blood pressure and respiratory rate influence mental alertness. Why are these physical measures so critical to consciousness and our ability to focus?
Great question. Blood pressure and respiratory rate ensure the brain receives adequate oxygen and nutrients. If either drops, people can become confused or lose consciousness. It's similar to a car engine needing fuel without it, the system fails.
That analogy makes it clear. Are there specific scenarios in psychiatry where changes in these vital signs are particularly telling?
Absolutely. For example, panic attacks often cause rapid breathing, while some medications can lower blood pressure, leading to dizziness or decreased mental sharpness. Monitoring these signs helps clinicians distinguish between psychiatric and medical causes of confusion.
Transitioning to brain structure, could you explain the two main classes of cells in the nervous system, glia and neurons, and their respective functions?
Certainly. Neurons conduct electrical impulses, acting as the main messengers of the nervous system. Glia, on the other hand, provide support. Think of them as the brain's maintenance crew, forming myelin sheaths and protecting neurons.
So, if neurons are the wires, glia are the insulation and repair technicians. How does this partnership impact brain health?
Exactly. If glial cells fail, myelin breaks down, causing signal loss. This is seen in disorders like multiple sclerosis. Neuron-glia cooperation is essential for cognitive function, learning, and recovery after injury.
Let's delve deeper into neurons themselves. Could you walk us through the main components of a neuron and their roles in signal transmission?
Of course. Each neuron has a cell body or soma, which contains the nucleus. Neurons are nerve cells that carry signals. Each neuron has a cell body, dendrites, and an axon. The real magic happens at the synapse, the tiny space between neurons. When an electrical impulse travels down the axon, it triggers the release of neurotransmitters into the synapse. These chemicals cross over and bind to receptors on the next neuron, passing the message along dendrites branch off to receive incoming signals, while the long axon transmits impulses away from the cell body. It's like a tree. Roots, dendrites, take in nutrients. The trunk, axon, sends them elsewhere.
That visual helps. How do these parts cooperate to ensure communication between different regions of the brain?
Dendrites receive chemical messages, which are processed in the soma. If the signal is strong enough, it travels down the axon as an electrical impulse, enabling rapid communication within milliseconds, a necessity for coordinated thought and action. Listeners, here's a quick thought exercise. Imagine two friends passing notes in class. The first friend writes the note that's the neuron firing. The space between them is the synapse. The second friend reading the note is the postsynaptic neuron. If the note never makes it across, the message gets lost, just like what can happen in psychiatric disorders.
Neurons and neurotransmitters are the language of the brain. Understanding them helps PMHNPs provide effective, evidence-based care. This is such an important topic because everything we do in psychiatry, whether it's prescribing medications, understanding symptoms, or reducing stigma, connects back to the brain's chemistry. Building on that, let's talk about the synapse, the junction between neurons. How does information actually cross this gap?
At the synapse, The electrical impulse triggers release of neurotransmitters from the presynaptic neuron. These chemicals cross the synaptic cleft and bind to receptors on the postsynaptic neuron, converting the message back into an electrical signal.
So, there's a switch from electrical to chemical and back again. What happens if the synapse is malfunctioning?
Disruptions can block or distort messages, leading to symptoms like hallucinations or memory problems. For instance, faulty synaptic transmission is a key feature in conditions like schizophrenia and Alzheimer's disease.
To understand neural messaging further, let's unpack action potentials. What are the phases of an action potential, and why are they important?
The action potential starts with depolarization, when sodium and calcium ions flood into the neuron, making it more positive and triggering the signal. Repolarization follows as potassium exits or chloride enters, restoring the cell's resting state. It's like charging and resetting a battery.
What can go wrong during these phases, and how does it relate to mental health?
If these ion flows are disrupted, say, by toxins or genetic issues, the neuron may misfire or not fire at all. This has been linked to epilepsy, mood disorders, and even anxiety due to abnormal excitability or inhibition in neural circuits.
Now, neurotransmitters are essential messengers. Could you categorize the main types and their general roles in the brain?
Certainly. The four main groups are, first, monoamines like dopamine, norepinephrine, epinephrine, and serotonin. Dopamine, tied to reward, movement, and psychosis. Too much can lead to schizophrenia. Too little can contribute to Parkinson's disease. Norepinephrine, linked to mood and anxiety. Low levels equals depression. High levels equals anxiety. Serotonin regulates mood, anxiety, and sleep. Low serotonin is heavily tied to depression and OCD. Second one is amino acids such as glutamate and GABA. Glutamate, the brain's major excitatory neurotransmitter, important in learning and memory. Too much can trigger bipolar disorder or even psychosis. GABA, the brain's inhibitory neurotransmitter. Low GABA is tied to anxiety disorders. Thirdly, cholinergics, mainly acetylcholine. It's critical for memory and movement. Low levels are associated with Alzheimer's disease. And lastly, neuropeptides, which includes endorphins and substance P. These modulate pain and reward and are often linked to substance abuse when levels drop, which include endorphins. Each has distinct effects, from mood regulation to pain perception.
How does the balance of these chemicals affect psychiatric symptoms?
Imbalances are central to mental illnesses. Too little serotonin is linked to depression, while excessive dopamine is implicated in psychosis. It's like a symphony. If one instrument is too loud or too soft, the entire piece is affected.
Focusing on specific neurotransmitters, could you discuss how dopamine and serotonin contribute to disorders like schizophrenia or depression?
Dopamine excess in the mesolimbic pathway can cause hallucinations and delusions seen in schizophrenia. Conversely, dopamine deficiency is linked to Parkinson's disease. Serotonin, produced in the brainstem, regulates mood and anxiety. Its depletion is a primary factor in depression.
How about other neurotransmitters like norepinephrine and GABA? What roles do they play?
Norepinephrine is vital for concentration and response to stress. Low levels lead to depression, high levels to anxiety. GABA, the chief inhibitory neurotransmitter, calms neural activity. Its deficit is closely tied to anxiety and panic disorders. Great question. Here are a few real-world connections. When a patient presents with depression, we consider serotonin and norepinephrine imbalances. That's why SSRIs and SNRIs can be effective. For schizophrenia, dopamine overactivity is key, so antipsychotics work to block dopamine receptors. With anxiety disorders, low GABA explains why benzodiazepines, which enhance GABA's effects, can bring relief.
Let's wrap up by discussing what happens to neurotransmitters after their message is delivered. How are they cleared? And why does this matter for treatment?
Neurotransmitters are either degraded by enzymes like MAO or COMT, or taken back into the presynaptic neuron for reuse, a process called reuptake. Many psychiatric drugs, such as SSRIs, work by blocking reuptake to increase neurotransmitter availability.
So, altering these processes can adjust mood and cognition. Are there risks with manipulating neurotransmitter systems?
Yes. Side effects can arise if the balance tips too far, like serotonin syndrome from excess serotonin. That's why precise dosing and monitoring are critical in psychopharmacology, ensuring benefits outweigh potential harms. Today, we unpacked how neurons and neurotransmitters shape mental health and psychiatric care. From dopamine to serotonin, these chemical messengers are at the heart of psychiatric nursing practice. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a review. And for our PMHNP listeners, keep applying this knowledge to your clinical decision making. Until next time, this is the PMHN podcast, helping you connect science, practice, and care.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greeting.